Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with Roger Raj Bennett, co-host of the wildly popular Men in Blazers podcast and weekly show on the NBC Sports Network. While soccer, particularly the English Premier League, is his one true love, music also holds a special place in his heart, and today we're here to talk about five songs that have inspired him throughout his life. Roger, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Eric, I could not be happier to join you.
Well, what's the first track you got for us?
I mean, I preface the first track by saying I couldn't be more excited about this opportunity to relive an important time in my life. I grew up in Liverpool, England in the 1980s. It was a dark time in a changing England. Maggie Thatcher, social unrest. The city was scapegoated. Strikes, there were riots. And in Liverpool, there were only two things that mattered. One was football, the other was music, and I loved both. I mean, it was a time of Echo and the Bunnymen, Flock of Seagulls, the Lars. And music was a way we all kind of worked out our identity and expressed ourselves. And it was around that time that I really fell in love with America because of a steady diet of Fantasy Island, Heart to Heart, Different Strokes, Miami Vice, all which made America look like a place that was life lived in Technicolor, whereas I was living in black and white in England. So for this show, I tried to choose five tracks from that formative period that ultimately lured me to the United States like a siren, tempting ancient mariners onto the rocks.
Well, what was the first song that did that for you?
I Am a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel. I am a rock. I am an island. From Sounds of Silence, which was the first album I ever purchased. I was late to the party, Eric. I think the disc was released in 1966-ish. I think 10 years later, I happened to chance upon this song playing on the radio. I was six, and I fell in love with it immediately. It was just a loner's anthem. The song escalates from a slow start into just a crescendo of guitar and bouzouki and keyboard emotion as the duo just desperately talk about believing in books and poetry in particular, as opposed to people. And just when they shout that out, I've got my books and my poetry to protect me, I just felt like I'd spent 2 minutes and 49 seconds with my fingers stuck into an electrical socket. So I love this song, and I just say later in life, when I was 27, I was dating a girl who informed me that the song was intended to be ironic, and our relationship ended within a matter of days.
Ouch. Well, here it is, Simon and Garfunkel with I Am a Rock.
Safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
That was I Am a Rock from Simon and Garfunkel. What's the next track you got for us?
Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie. Oh, I love this song. I was nine when Parallel Lines came out, which was just about old enough to fall in love with Debbie Harry. The second that I saw her on the album cover, she just seemed, oh, wonderfully dangerous, the kind of woman I wanted to be with when I was a nine-year-old. I also loved that they had a drummer called Clem Burke, which just seemed like the most American name. I was really fascinated already by America, and in particular with the Chicago Bears. And the beginning of this song reminds me of the pre-internet days when the only way on a Sunday that I could find out how the Bears were doing was to just ring random numbers in Chicago with my best friend, Jamie. We'd ring any number that began in 312 and just ask whoever answered, a random stranger. We'd just be like, how's the game going? And so when I hear the ringtone at the beginning of this song, I re-summon that nervous excitement I used to feel.
Well, here it is, the song that inspired phone pranks from Britain. It's Blondie with Hanging on the Telephone.
Oh, I can't control myself.
That was Blondie with Hanging on the Telephone. What's the next track you got for us?
Stevie Wonder, Living for the City.
And why this one?
I got to the promised land when I was 15 for the first time. I flew to Chicago and had one of the best summers of my life, staying with my pen pal. In those days you had pen pals, listeners, who lived in one of the suburbs, the northern suburbs, that John Hughes made his films in. This was the summer Stevie Winwood, Higher Love, Belinda Carlisle's Mad About You were both faintly audible all over the North Shore. But musically, the thing I took away from Chicago was that the kids I was hanging out with were immersed in and loved classic rock. And two albums that I still listen to every day, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and Stevie Wonder, Inner Visions. And just the storytelling of this song, it blew me away when I was a kid. It still does. I think it's sadly more relevant than ever. But the part of the song where the tune breaks down and the protagonist is wrongly arrested and then sentenced to 10 years in prison, and then Stevie just kicks back in with his voice, so defiant, wronged yet noble, with that line, his hair is long, his feet are hard and gritty. It's possibly my favourite moment of any of these five songs.
How can you compare Liverpool with Chicago?
Oh, that's a great question. The myth of Liverpool and the myth of the Liverpool Jewish community is that everyone left Ukraine or Russia or somewhere on a boat and they all wanted to get to America to make their fortune. And the myth of the Liverpool Jewish community is everybody who ended up there is a descendant of someone with a very low diminished IQ who, when they saw the one tall building on the Liverpool skyline, thought they were in New York when the boat refueled in Liverpool and got off. So my grandfather was a kosher butcher. His dad had arrived and his dad thought he was going to go to Chicago and ended up instead in Liverpool. So I just say there's a deep emotional connect to me. And when I did finally move to America, I moved to Chicago and I felt like I was finally home.
Well, here's a great city song from Stevie Wonder, Living for the City. Her skirt is short, but Lord, her legs are sturdy. To walk to school, she's got to get up early. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty. Living just enough for the city. That was Living for the City from Stevie Wonder, as selected by our guest, Raj Bennett. What's the next track you got for us?
Oh, the greatest song of all time. Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. There's very few songs that I fall in love with the very first time I hear them. And Fast Car was one of those. Tracy, if I can call her that. Tracy Chapman. I'm not on first name terms with her. She was just this anti-charismatic folk singer and that haunting voice. And just her propensity to write tunes about human misery, hopelessness, cracks in the social fabric, loneliness and suffering. Let's just say there was something about that that spoke to me. I'd just say I support a football club called Everton. They're a proud club, yet their history has been one a little bit light. And to this day, when Everton lose, which sadly for the past couple of seasons they've done an awful lot, right when the game ends, I play Fast Car after the final whistle. You know, a song about teen dreams, shattering realities, parental alcoholism, deadbeat dads, bleak futures. And it's an instant reminder that even though everything feels terrible because the team I love have lost, nothing in life is sadder than a Tracy Chapman song. And no matter how much you're suffering, Tracy is suffering far worse. So remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. It's Tracy Chapman with Fast Car, as selected by our guest. What's the final track you have for us? Lena Horne, the great Lena Horne, with the song Now.
This is taking it back a different direction.
I thought I'd finish with something that I came across a little earlier in life, but it's a beautiful way to button the collection. As I said, I grew up in Liverpool, Jewish bloke, an outsider in a city that was made to feel like a city of outsiders by the rest of England. And one of the places that I found perhaps the most interesting expression of America and Jewishness was in my parents' vinyl record collection. You know, they had the records that every Jewish whom had the Holy Trinity of Streisand, Diamond, Manilow. But they also had some of the more exotic sounds which came to my young ear. An album, Bagels and Bongos, by a musician, Irving Fields. And then one of the songs that I loved back then was this one, Now, by Lena Horne, the great Harlem-born Hollywood star turned social activist. It came out in the midst of the civil rights era when Horne wanted to shape her career in a different direction by making a public statement as an activist. And she spoke to Adolf Green, Betty Comden, the great Jules Stein, Broadway veterans all, and they came up with the lyrics for Now, which is a rant against civil rights. Stein decided to put it to the otherwise joyous tune of Have and the Gear, which your listeners may hear in the background. And to hear Lena Horne sing the lines, everyone should love his brother, people all should love each other, just don't take it literal, mister, no one wants to grab your sister. Oh, when I used to listen to them as a kid, those lyrics, that message, a message that really meant something, sung to the official tune of every schmaltzy bar mitzvah I attended that didn't mean anything, it just made America feel like a land that was all the more remarkable.
Well, here it is, Lena Horne with Now.
Now, everyone should love his brother. People all should love each other. Just don't take it literal, mister. No one wants to grab your sister. Now is the time.
Raj, thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
It is an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.